Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker, and you are not. Today, we're going to talk about kind of some statistics on men in the workforce and what it would be like if men disappeared for a day. And I did this on another article very early on this year. But I like the way this was phrased, and I like the way it's worded. Then we're going to go over some men's statistics on workplace and some of the hazards. And then we're going to talk about a lot of the statistics of men's struggles. And I like to wrap up the year of 2020 with this, because of all my videos, I would probably ask people, hey, watch this one. This one's probably the one that means the most, because I do fun stories and silly stories and women acting poorly and laws that kind of go against men. But that's just it for variety, because let's face it, if I did this type of video for every video, people wouldn't watch after a bit, because it's kind of a hard pill to swallow. You know, some of these statistics are pretty rough to go over. And so I don't do it too often, because we come here, you guys come here, and I do presentations or videos for entertainment. You know, I find this to be a fun hobby. I love interacting with you guys. And now gals, there are almost 15,000 women that watch my channel, 20,000 women that watch my channel, which really surprises me, because I thought I'd get a lot of hate from women just for speaking about men's issues and poking fun at some of the bad women. But apparently a lot of women don't like what other women are doing either. And on that point, I want to speak to something here that I talked about in my last video for just a moment. In my last video, I read an open letter to men from a, quote, real woman, and it was from a conservative woman, and she was saying, hey, I appreciate guys, and hey, we like when you do these nice manly things, and we like you to be men, and I kind of picked apart her letter and brought some points out about it that I thought were salient, and again, I got like 99.1% of people that liked my video. But I want to speak to the 1%, because even that 1% said, hey, you've got a woman that's reaching out with an olive branch. I think that's actually the wording one of you used. And you've got a woman that's trying. And why be hard on her? And why shut her down when she's actually trying to reach out with an olive branch? Okay, an olive branch isn't any good. And I want to mention this for a second, because when a woman like this writes a story, and I think it's great. I love the fact that women support men. I love the fact that women support men. And that's why I don't shoo women that come here and say, hey, I want to listen and I want to find out what you guys are going through. And I agree with you and I'm on your side. But the reason why I pull apart that letter that she wrote a little bit is because it's lip service. And to be quite frank, I'm a little tired of lip service. You know, we appreciate you and we love you and you're great. Yet every time there's a movie out that's crapping on men, if you go to the comments section, it's men trying to defend themselves. I never really see any woman stepping up and saying, "You girl power advocates need to stop this because you're shooing away all the good men, or you're hard on men." When I see these laws that come out that are against men, I never see women stepping up. Or, you know, women are great for putting a women's march on or putting a parade out there for themselves, but I never see women ever actually stepping up and doing something for men. You know, when it comes to these things. And the reason why that's important is because, you see, if someone like myself, if a law comes out that treat men and women differently, and I'm going to talk about some of these stats, or there's something that comes out in a story that says, you know, men shouldn't see this movie, and then when men don't, well, why didn't men see this movie? When I step up and say something like that, when you guys stand up and say something like that, society points the finger at you and says, oh, you're just a butthurt, misandrist or a misogynist. Misandrist, I'm so used to saying that. A misogynist, and you don't like women, and you're just scared you're losing power and your skin color and you're this and other demographic and blah, blah, blah. And the truth is, so we can't. What we need is women to step up and say to the other women, no, this isn't about hating on women or disliking women. It's the fact that things are becoming unfair. You know, I do not see women going up to the court systems and saying, hey, we're unfairly getting 85% of child custody. We'd like to see it go back to 50-50. They don't. So until women start really standing up and protecting men's issues and men's rights, a letter saying thank you for being men and being strong, to me, feels a little bit like someone saying I love you while you're laying on the ground and they're kicking you. society's given us a lot of hard kicks, and to say, well, but we still love you, that's lip service. And so that's my stand. I'm not hating on her for writing the letter. I'm just saying it's not enough. It's not good enough. If you really want to support men, go out and actually support men. And there's women that do this. And I've got a segment that I'm going to talk about here in a second. So moving on here, quick, and this is another thing I try to talk about at least a little bit once or twice a year, because a lot of times people say, man, you dance around words and the censorship and oh, it's so much. Why don't you just speak and just do it? Well, what you see on the screen here is my last video, how viewers found this video. YouTube recommendations were 80% of my views, which is the homepage, and what's recommended is up next. That came to 80.3 of my views on my latest video, so it's the most up to date. If I use words that YouTube deems as problematic or too spicy for a video, that goes away. That 80%, I don't get recommended on YouTube Home. I don't get recommended on Up Next. So I would have lost basically 98,000 of my views on my last video. So from the subscriptions feed is 5.9%. Channel pages, which is you going directly to Better Bachelor, is 2.9%. Notifications, 2.7%. And other, which is like links to Facebook and Reddit and things like that, is 8%. I would lose almost 100,000 views out of the 120,000 views or so I got on my video. I would lose 80% of them. That's why I do the dance that I do. It's partially, I'll be honest with you, partially is because, hey, if you're going to watch an ad, I'd like to be the one that receives the monetary compensation for it, not YouTube. But the most important part is that my channel views and videos get out there to reach more people. That's why I do this, to try to at least let my opinion be expressed, but also to get out there to men that want to hear and that need to hear this stuff about how society may give you some troubles and how to work through it and how to be a better guy and how to find stoicism and how to be intelligent and how to ignore some of this stuff and to hang in there. You're not alone in this stuff. That's important to me. So that's why I do the dance that I do. All right. So this is from Femoid. I think it's pronounced Femoid. Maybe Femoid, and I had never heard of them. And this is called "What Would Happen If No Men Showed Up for Work Tomorrow." So I did. I went to their about page, and they say they're an unapologetic takes, shamelessly us. Female lives matter here. They say we believe in dedicating ourselves to catering to demographics, and audaciously letting inclusivity and diversity make love to our intrepid mission statements. Our corporate ecosystem is a consensus avocado at the intersecting of insourcing and space-time. If that wasn't written by a woman, I don't know what is. But it says, women are explorers, builders, star destroyers. Femoid, or Femoid, strives to be an artisanally crafted A to Z guy to Lady Matters and the only magazine willing to publish bold takes from the entire enchanted spectrum of womanhood. So this is about women. That's why I wanted to read it, because even women recognize that men are necessary. And so they wrote this article, and I thought I'd start with this, then we'll dig into some more, kind of some little bit harder statistics, not hard as in hard numbers, but I mean more hard to listen to, hard to hear, because they're not happy statistics, but they're the important things that we need to take away from this channel, hopefully. And then lastly, we'll finish with the dating profile of the day. As always, we'll end it on a lighter note. So they say, what would happen if no men showed up for work tomorrow? A thought experiment assisted by the Bureau of Labor Statistics and Appreciation of Our Men. And I did another article like this that maybe 6 or 8 months ago that was written by a guy on Reddit. Well, I wanted to read the woman's take on this. Just, you know, it's something different. All information is taken from the the Bureau of Labor Statistics, here where noted. First up, the entire power grid would go down. 100% of power plant operators, distributors, and dispatchers are men. Now, it's possible there are a few women working in these occupations, but however many there are, they do not make up for even 1% of the total workforce. So statistically, 100% of the workforce is male. That's your electricity. 91% of the, or that's your power. I'll put it that way. 91% of the national or the nation's electrical engineers are men. And if they don't show up for work, there's no one to monitor and manage the nation's electrical supplies. Assuming some automation designed by men naturally kicks in for the day, we had all better pray there are no problems. 97.6% of electrical power line installers and maintenance workers are men. Lights out, ladies and gentlemen. Let me pause here and say this. Here's the thing. Men do not chase women out of these occupations. I was a network engineer. We were 98% men. We were very excited to interview a woman. And I mean that genuinely, because the particular thing that I worked on was a program that had to interact with users on a user end. It was called Prime Infrastructure, if you need to know more about that. And so we wanted women, because there were women users on the other end. We wanted to know, were there any differences? Was there something just guys were overlooking? Is there something that maybe, because let's face it, men and women think differently. Different cultures think differently. Different religions. There's a large, diverse way of thinking, depending on where you came from and your life experiences. And to have that diversity on a team is a good thing, I think. And Cisco felt the same way. Well, we had engineers from all across the world, but they were almost all men. It was very difficult to find a woman that was interested in network engineering. So it's not that they're being chased out. It's just they don't have interest in this. Boys like playing with things. Women like interacting with people. There's been studies that have shown that. Anyway, they say don't bother turning on your taps either or flushing your toilets. 95.5% of water in liquid waste treatment plant and system operators are men. Think you might be able to go get out of town for the day and the men don't show up? Think again. Planes are out. 95.9% of aircraft pilots and flight engineers are men. If you happen to find a plane with a female pilot, don't get too excited. 98.4% of aircraft mechanics and service technicians are men. You can, however, be assured your comfort as you sit on a pilotless aircraft that has no mechanic for pre-flight clearance, because 77.6% of flight attendants are female. Should you be lucky enough to find a female pilot and female technician to clear you for takeoff, you still have some praying to do. Statistically, 0% of air traffic controllers and airfield operator specialists are women. Of course, that doesn't mean that there are zero ladies working the air traffic control. They're just not enough to constitute for even 1% of the workforce. Trains, of course, are also out. 100% of locomotive engineers and operators are men, as are 100% of the workers who operate road brake, signal, or railroad brake, signal, and switches. 94.4% of railway yard masters are men. But if you chance upon a female yard master, it won't help you much. She can't operate the trains. You might have better luck with bus drivers, almost half of whom are women. And I'll throw this in there. However, the diesel mechanics that work on those buses, the vast majority of them are men. Again, 99% are the mechanics that work on diesel engines specifically. 87.4% of police and sheriff's patrol officers are men. 96.6% of firefighters are men. 68.8% of emergency medical technicians and paramedics are men. So if all goes up, I can't say the previous word. If it all goes bobs up, and you get hurt, there's a small chance you might make it to a hospital. I hope you don't get too badly hurt, though. 65% of all surgeons are men, but that's not extremely high. Let's face it, 68% of EMT, 65% of surgeons are men, but it's actually pretty close to 50-50 as far as medical doctors. Women have made very long strides when it comes to medicine. I actually have two female friends that are doctors. Maybe you should just work from home in the dark, mind you, with no running water. Uh-oh, looks like that might be a problem too. For all the computer and mathematical occupations combined, 74.4% of the workforce is male. Computer networks architects who design and implement all our computer-based communication systems, that's kind of what I did, 91.9% men, and 94.2% of radio and telecommunications equipment, installers, and repair technicians are men. Looks like that plan is effed. I hope it doesn't get too hot or too cold the day men don't show up for work. Even if you had power, which you don't, you would be hard-pressed to get anyone to take a look at your wonky air conditioner or furnace. 98.4% of heating and air conditioning and refrigeration mechanics and installers are men. Oh well, guess you'll have to mosey on down to the local cafe, which has no power either. But what's logic and consequence anyways? Be careful when you step over that accumulating garbage. Remember that most EMTs are men and they've taken the day off. Don't want to get hurt now. Most garbage collectors are men, 93.4% to be exact. You'll need to stop at the bank first for a little cash injection. Oops, don't bother. The machine hasn't been filled with money today, as 81.5% of security guards and gaming surveillance officers are men. It's unlikely the banks would be functioning anyway with no men at work. 72.1% of all securities, commodities, and financial services sales agents are men. 72.6% of the nation's CEOs would be taking the day off, along with 70.9% of all the general operating managers. Don't count on getting a weather report today. Statistically, 0% of the nation's atmospheric and space scientists are women. Actually, don't plan on acquiring pretty much anything today. The workers in the entire production, transportation, and material moving occupation are 78.2% men. Not only will no goods be moving on the day men go on strike, they won't be made, period. 82.4% of all industrial production managers are men. And they say managers, but there's a statistic I read from the other video that I did on this stuff, that the oil drillers, the fabricators, the coal diggers and miners, the steel fabricators, things like that, are something like 97, 98, 99%. I don't remember, but it was extremely high 90s. So without it, you don't even get gasoline. It's not pulled from the earth without guys. You don't get steel fabrication because you don't get the coke and the coal from the ground to even make steel. You don't get the iron to make steel. Again, the world literally shuts down. Now you can say, well, yeah, but women have nurses. Yeah, and half the doctors. And I think that's fine. I think that's a great thing. But during war times and things, a lot of the medical staff that is out on the battlefields out there are men. So there are enough men around that if the women did leave the workforce, the men doctors, the men, the male nurses, the men EMTs could train other men to do it. However, if men just yeeted off this planet, there are virtually no women in a job to teach the other women the job. And again, these aren't women being chased out of these jobs. They're women that just don't apply. But I can go on about that. Let me just finish this off here. Yeah, they say the same thing. Actually, I got ahead of myself. Nothing will be built or extracted from the earth in terms of raw materials. 97.5% of the workforce is male. So that's what I was talking about. Nothing will be installed, maintained, or repaired. 96.8% of that workforce is male. If men took a collective day off, it would instantly be without power, without the means to communicate, without protection, without water, without sanitation, without trucks bringing us the food and products we take for granted, because men's are the ones who provide all those things. Yeah, men are the backbone of society. And the reason why I wanted to bring this up is because, again, many times we're told, you know, guys are failing the college rates. They're not getting the higher educations. They're not getting higher education. I think it is now 60 to 65% of women that are getting the upper graduate degrees and 35 to 40% of men that are getting the upper graduate degrees. And a lot see this as a failing for men because we're not getting the higher education. And I think that is true because there's still a lot of programs out there that will benefit women but don't benefit the men as much. And so I think the problem with that is that men are losing out on these upper, higher end, higher tier jobs. I don't think this is a loss forever. If you look at how colleges are today and how they align themselves both in the male versus female and the conservative versus liberal, or let me correct that, conservative versus left. You know, the college isn't just about showing up, having an education, learning, having your own free opinions, and moving on. They're even talking about stoicism being bad, about men being confident and men being strong being bad. And so I think if men were to be anywhere that's going to be safe and going to keep them getting good paychecks, and it's going to be harder work being that air conditioner tech and roofer, and maybe, but if you get your engineering degree and go off to be a power plant or a nuclear engineer or an electrical grid or civil engineer, any of these engineering is always a great field. Those guys make very, very good money, are in always in high demand, are intelligent, and they're still part of the backbone. So I like this piece because it does point out that of all the jobs they mentioned, all of them are necessary. Electricity, water, septic, sewage, trash, roofing, repair, heating, cooling, oil, gas. They didn't talk about mechanics like that repair vehicles, repair trains, repair planes. But without it, the world shuts down. Without women, yes, we might miss some nannies. And I'm not saying this to be crapping on women. We might miss nannies, we might miss nurses, we might miss half of our doctors, we might miss 35% of our EMTs. We might, and I am, I'll admit it, failing to think of extremely important jobs that only women do. I don't know of that many. And if there are, and you guys or gals want to let me know in the comments, feel free to. But again, women didn't really get into the workforce in power into the 60s and 70s and 80s with second and third wave feminism coming through. But men had done it right up until that point. So it's not a problem to bring men back doing it 30 or 40 years later, where it would be an extremely difficult time for women to fill jobs that men have always have. And that's kind of my point. So anyway, moving along here, what I wanted to talk about is some of the now negative things, not negative things about men, but negative statistics about men and things that are really hard to hear and listen to. And I'm not going to put this up as a graphic because if I do, I have to stop my recording and fiddle with it. But I'm going to read you some numbers. And this is an important takeaway, because this is why I say telling us we're doing a great job and we love you men and here's a pat on your back does nothing to solve the real problems that men have. So these are some things I took from a bunch of different web pages, like 20 of them, but they were all sourced back to either the CDC or I forget what the health system in the UK is called. But anyway, let me read through this. I have to dance around some words. The self-deletion, or taking oneself out, the self-deletion rate among American men is about 4 times higher than among women. According to data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, women are more likely to attempt it, but men are more likely to succeed. So 4 out of 5 people that are taking themselves out are men. And let me read this other statistic, and then I'll talk to you about what I want to. 20% of men in England, in Wales, in Northern Ireland, and 22% of men in Scotland die before they retire. And that goes back to these, you know, dangerous jobs. I'm going to talk about that in a minute as well. 20% of men don't make it to retirement age. That's the age of 65, I believe, in the UK. That's a serious problem. You might expect, given this gap, that men's health would be thoroughly investigated in every area and an action plan would be put in place. But our report on local authority joint strategic needs assessments shows that only 18% adequately recorded information by gender. Meaning that a lot of these problems, they didn't even record if it was a men's problem or a woman's problem. And in the ones that they did record, they found that it was overwhelmingly a men's problem, like the self-deletion. So when they talk about numbers and they say, well, there's a lot of people that do it and men slightly more, it might be men vastly more, but they don't record whether it's a man or a woman taking themselves out in some areas. Campaigners such as Calm have rightly highlighted that self-deletion is the biggest cause of death for men under the age of 45. So let me say that again. The number one cause of men not living to the age of 45 is them taking themselves out. Why is this not a national crisis? Why are we not running? We run ads for the Bob Cancer Alert. We run ads for a bunch of different things. You see medicines all day long about how to stop this and lower blood pressure and do this and do that. Why are there not more commercials about helping men under the age of 45 go seek professional help or find counseling if they're thinking about ending themselves? It's the number one under the age of 45 for men. But it's important not to forget older men. The peak age group for ending yourself is actually 45 through 49. So under 45, it is the number one cause of death for men. But from 45 to 49, it's actually even higher happening to those men. It just happens it's not number one because prostate cancer. There are almost as many deaths from self-deletion amongst men over the age of 50 as there are for men under the age of 45. So under 45, it's the number one cause, and 45 to 49 is the highest range, and then over 50 is almost as high as the under 45 range, except over 50, you have other causes like old age, prostate cancer, lung cancer, other things that are higher than self-ending. That, I mean, guys, we're talking about a huge, huge proportion of men. But again, we don't talk about this. We don't hear ads. We don't hear commercials. We don't have Hollywood's stars coming out and saying, you know, are you having a hard time? But they'll come out and say all the other things. They'll come out for cancer awareness for the Bobs, right? But they don't do anything for men taking themselves out. Why? Again, lip service. Lip service. If you really care about men, let's talk about this. Let's get this out there as a national dialogue, not just small YouTube channels. Let's get this out there on the national news. Let's make this a crisis so that this becomes something that we focus energy and attention on. According to a review by the Samaritans, there are some key factors that increase the risk of men taking themselves out. 500 and, that was the final sentence. According to the review of the Samaritans, there are some key factors that can increase the risk. And maybe I jumbled this up a little bit. It looks like I may have. Where did I had it here. All right. I may have accidentally written over that because I did a lot of copy pasting. But anyway, what they were talking about is the number one or some of the high risk things, because I read it and wrote it or copied it. Some of the high risk things that men take themselves out over: family crises, which is divorce and losing their kids. How much do we talk about that on this channel? That's one of the top ones. Another one is men losing their jobs or their abilities to have income for both themselves and their families. What do we talk about there? Talk about these huge child support dollar amounts guys have to pay, sometimes paying alimony that's unreasonable and unfair. And we talk about men losing their jobs and men becoming unemployed. Well, what do we have going on right now with this crisis? The I don't want to call it a crisis, but the bug, right? 60% of businesses, and this is a Yelp study. I think I have, did I actually pull this up? I have a lot of pages I got to click through here. So if I'm out of order, yeah, here we go. 60% of business closures are due to the bug. They're now permanent, 60%. 60% of businesses that have closed are now permanent. They're not coming back. And it's going to get worse if we continue this lockdown further along. Well, how does that affect men more than women? Because most of these businesses are men. Not all, but the majority of them are men. Well, women don't handle losing their income or losing their job or losing their ability to provide the same way that men do. Because women have the government to fall back on. In many cases, they have men to fall back on. They have families to fall back on. Men don't have the same ability. And so they take themselves out when they seem or feel like there's no options for them. And when losing income is one of the bigger factors in this. So, and again, I don't have the numbers here because I overwrote it. Okay, now let me move on to the other topic here I wanted to talk about. And don't mind the graphics here. I'm still reading from my sheet, but I have a bunch of pages I want to go through. And they say 576,000 men, or 2.5% of men, and 1.2 million women, or 4.8% of women. So twice as many women as men were harmed by their partner in 2018 and 2019, equating into a ratio of two female victims to every one of male. So women are harmed by their partners twice as much as men. That's not good. But we talk about the women that are harmed all the time. There are billboards about it. There are campaigns about it. But no one ever talks about the men that are harmed by it. And it's half as many men. But, you know, if you have 10 women harmed and 5 men harmed, the 5 men are still important. But they get swept under the rug. We don't talk about that. We only talk about the harm to the women. And as a matter of fact, so homelessness, 3 out of 4 are homeless. And I remember seeing an ad, and it was in California, and I looked for the screenshot and I couldn't find it, but I do remember this. It was an ad that showed like 4 silhouettes, and it was kind of like a stick figure, stick figure, stick figure, stick figure in a dress, and it was highlighted pink, and it said 1 in 4 homeless are women. We need to do something about this now. Couldn't you just have, I'm not saying you shouldn't, but couldn't you just have easily said 3 out of 4 homeless are men? We need to do something about this now. Or there's X amount of homeless on the streets and we need to do something about this now. But they pull the women out like, oh, we need to protect them. They're special. They're fragile. They're unique. We need to look out for them. Oh yeah, there's, I know 75% are men, but this 25%, guys, we need to pay attention to this. Well, that makes men feel like they're not equal. But I thought we all wanted equality and to be fair across here, but we don't get that. They continue on 2017, 2018, nearly half of men who had these harms done to them by their partner fail to tell anyone they are having this problem. Only 51% tell anyone. They're nearly three times less likely to tell anyone than a woman that has the same harm done to her. They say 49% of men fail to tell anyone, as opposed to 19% for women. This has worsened since 2015, 2016. Now, why? Why do men not talk about this stuff? Because, again, they're made fun of. They're picked on like they're weak because they're not willing to fight back. And there's no social programs that are out there for them. There's no message saying, guys, if this is happening to you, you need to be careful. You need to leave. A lot of times, what is it? Man up, guys. Come on now. Don't let a woman do that to you. It's not easy. It's not always easy. What happens in the case where she says, if you lay a finger on me, I'll hit myself and I'll go to court and say, you did it. I'll get the kids. I'll get the house. I'll get everything. You get nothing and you'll be blamed for everything. And a guy says, I can't walk away from this. But in the meantime, he's also getting harmed. He's being held at ransom, so to speak. And this happens. In 2018, let's see, where'd I go? In terms of refuges or safe houses, currently there are 37 organizations with 204 spaces, with only 10% of those places are dedicated for men. And that's in the UK. They say many parts of the UK have no or limited places at all. For instance, London. London, one of the biggest cities in Great Britain, has zero safe places for men. Yet men are 50% as likely as women to have something done to them. Now, again, these are, hey, let's talk about this stuff. These are problems, but none of this stuff makes it to mainstream news. No one's holding parades or marches for this stuff. You know, during the NFL season in October, during NFL, NBA, and most seasons, I don't think they did it this year, but the NFL, the NBA, all these teams wear pink and the pink ribbons, and hey, let's make sure we know about the Bob Cancer Awareness. I don't know if you can say breast, you know. So I'm saying Bob's instead. But what's the, and again, don't mind me clicking through all these graphics. Let me close some of these down. Right here, prostate cancer now ends more people than the Bob cancer, the UK figures reveal. So prostate cancer is actually a bigger ender of people than the Bob cancer. I just don't know if I can say the other one, and I don't want to go re-record this thing and overdub everything. But do you remember all the parades and the marches and all the dollars and all this? Nope. Right here, prostate cancer, testicular cancer could really use some funding. The women's cancer research gets twice as much as the men's, twice as much, but the men's actually end up killing more men. The reason why they pay more attention to the women's is because it affects women at younger age, where usually it's older men that end because of the prostate cancer. They say men and this is going off a graphic again, not on the one I'm recording. Men are 67% more likely to die from the common cancers that affect both men and women. So men, 2/3 of people that die from just cancer are men, period. And that's the same common cancers. Men do go to the doctor just as much as women as soon as they retire. The big gap is in working age. And a key factor is that if men justifiably concerned about taking time off work for mental health problems and for cancer screening and these other things. In a 2016 GP, so this was over in the UK, a GP patient survey, retired men were as likely to have seen their GP as retired women. Amongst people working full-time, 37% of men had seen their GP in the past 3 months compared to 53% of the women. Why do men not go to the GP or the doctor as much? They say men's health forum research shows that a major factor is reluctance to take time off work, particularly for mental health issues, and it's a fear that may well be justified. 1/3 of working age men would be embarrassed or ashamed to take off work for mental health issues such as anxiety or depression. Common health problems, compared to only 13% for physical injury. So let me say that again. 34% would be embarrassed or ashamed to take off work for mental health issues, compared to 13% for physical injury. Over half of men with mental health problems, 52%, were concerned that their employer would think worse of them. A recent report from the EHRC suggests that men are right to be worried about their employers knowing about their mental health issues. Men with mental issues earn 42% less income. So if a guy goes to, and this is in the UK, so this isn't about the cost of healthcare or you don't have insurance or any of that stuff. I mean, maybe it does, but I don't know how the UK system, but I keep hearing them claim it's extremely cheap. Not necessarily good, but cheap over there. But the whole point is, if a guy goes sees his doctor for mental health income, that can affect up to almost half of his income. Can you imagine making £100, 100 euro, 100 K a year, going to the doctor, your business finds out about it, you lose your job and you have to take something worth $50,000 a year or £50,000 a year because they found out about it. Would you go because you were stressed or feeling a little depressed? I doubt it. All right, let me get back to my other graphics that I have recorded here. And let me narrow them down a little bit. Okay, so, and this is one of the things that bothers me about, like, we talk about veterans, we talk about men. A crowd descends on a disabled veteran for not wearing a mask in a disturbing video footage. I'll leave the link down below. I can't play the video. But there's a protest, and it was a, we don't want to wear masks anymore, we don't want the lockdowns. Agree or disagree, people have the right to protest. We have the First Amendment to peaceably assemble. Mask or no mask, there's nothing in there that says it. You can peaceably assemble. This guy was peacefully assembling with many others that weren't wearing masks to protest in a mall. And they came up and basically grabbed him. And the image you see here, a cop has his jacked up and his neck wrenched back, putting him in a chokehold with four or five other burly cops taking this guy down to the ground. Now, they say he escalated it. I'll leave the link. You can watch the video. You tell me if you think he escalated or if you think he was just kind of peacefully protesting. When they got in his face a little bit, he may have gotten a little antsy. You take a look, though. But the point is, this is a disabled veteran. Now, what his disability is, I don't know. And I don't know if he's actually disabled. He's saying, I'm a disabled veteran or disabled American veteran. They're not known to necessarily lie about that thing. But here's a man that defended our country, perhaps went over to war over in Iraq or Iran or protected our country. And because he wants to protest without wearing something, he gets jacked and taken down to the ground. Not a woman in this case, but is this how we're treating men that protected our country? These are the little things that I see every day. And it seems like the news media has found it. But these are the things I see. And I say, why are we disrespecting men? Why are we disrespecting a man that put his life on the line for this country? Why are we doing this just because he wanted to protest? Agree with him or not, that doesn't matter. The point is, he has the right under the First Amendment to peacefully protest. And you can't just say, well, because, no, there is no well because in the First Amendment. You have the right to peaceably assemble, whether that's going to church, whether that's to sit in front of a Walmart and protest, whether that's not to wear a mask in protest, whether that's to speak poorly about the government. That's the First Amendment. So, he has the right to do it. All right, so, and let me move up to this last graphic, and then we'll get on to the dating profile of the month. I thank you guys if you hung in there with me for this long. This is a lot of important stuff. I want to get this out before the end of the year because I want this to be remembered going into the new year as things that I would like and hopefully you would like to see happen. From the movie The Red Pill, and this is from theredpillmovie.com, in order of the International Men's Day on November 19th, the documentary film, would like to illustrate some of the issues that are uniquely or disproportionately affect men in the USA. Workplace, 93% of fatalities are men. And I talked about this one, men die by, and this is going back just a couple of years. They have newer statistics that it is four times, not 3.53 like this graphic. Men die by taking themselves out 3.53% more often than women, or 3.53 times more often than women. It is now up to four times more. One in six men have been abused or hurt, and this includes the snuggle struggle and other physical violence. And these statistics are higher than women's when you include men that are incarcerated. Now, when you take out men that are not incarcerated, the number skews in favor of women. But when you take in the number of men that are incarcerated that have harm done to them, there's actually more men that have harm done to them than women. Now, do we not count them? When they talk about men's versus women's issues, they don't count these guys. But just because they're incarcerated doesn't mean they should be having this stuff happen to them. So they're still men, they're still a statistic, and they still should be counted. So one in four men have had harm done to them. And they say, yeah, there are only two shelters in the U.S. specifically for guys that have had this stuff, their partner harm done to them. Over the two of the 2,000 shelters that serve women, most turn away men, and in some cases turn boys away as young as 12. 63% of men receive 63% more prison time compared to women convicted of the same crime. 63% more time. That's coming up on almost double. 100 plus infant boys die every year due to botched circumcisions. Only one in six of custodial parents are the father. 82.5% are women. This has now gone up to 85% as of current year. 85% are women. So now, is that the fault of some men just walking away? Yes. Is that the fault of also a lot of men being lied about and told by the courts to go away so the women can get a bonus check? Yes. And there are statistics that prove that. Veterans, 13.4% of all male Americans have served in the armed forces, and 99.9% of military deaths are male. It's actually like 99.999. And they say veterans make up over 9% of the homeless populations in the U.S. And again, 75% of the homeless are men. So that's kind of what I wanted to cover on this stuff, guys. I know it's a kind of some tough stats to go over. I know this is a dry, kind of long, not exciting video, but you can't have fun talking about this stuff. You know, you can't. There are no laughs here. There is no good time here. But these are things that we need to talk about. And they're things we need to remember going into the next year, that these are the things that are the most important. All right. So now let's cheer things up here with the dating profile of the day. All right. Here we have a 27-year-old. And she's wearing, I guess it's kind of like a bikini lingerie type of thing, if I had to guess. She's got lots of tattoos. She says, I'm 27. A friendly reminder that showing skin isn't an invitation to be sexual. And no, I won't hook up with you. I'll just stop here and say, if showing skin isn't an invitation for guys to be inappropriate with you, maybe you shouldn't make your profile a picture of you in something that looks like a string thong thing, like a see-through top thing, all that good stuff. You know, that's just me. I'm just saying, putting it out there. You know, if a guy says, hey, stop making comments on my six packs and my muscular chest, and the only picture of him on the profile is him of the waist up flexing, and he's got like a bunch of you see the irony of this, right? I'm really good at falling in love with people on here and then being emotionally devastated when they ghost. If you're falling in love with people over texting because of someone giving you a little bit of attention, perhaps you need to maybe get a little bit of help. You're not in a good place. If you notice, I'm being very, very careful to just talk about what she says. Nothing more on this video. I'll let the pictures speak for themselves. So if you ghost, she falls for guys that are talking to her and then really, really devastated when they ghost. Imagine what she'd be like in a relationship with a boyfriend that actually then ghosts on her. She says she's super fat, but working on it. Good for you. Super nerdy, hopeless romantic. Essentially just looking for someone who likes watching You've Got Mail and is open to wearing medieval cloaks at our wedding. So it still comes with conditions, fellas. Oh, and by the way, Trump supporters, you need not apply. No conservatives here, please. So half the population might be conservative and half might be Democrat. That's half the population. And then half of that, the remaining 50% is women, so that's gone. So now we have 25% of the population, but she still wants someone that's going to watch, like watching You've Got Mail, which is a chick flick, and is open to wearing medieval cloaks at our wedding. Now you're down to cosplayers and I forget what they call these, the medieval knight recreation games. Okay, so you're like nobody. And remember, you have to understand, what do you bring to the table? I'll just leave it there. I think the rest of you in the comments will say the rest that I left untouched. Guys, if you would like to support my work, links are below as always. If you have, thank you very much. The best way to support me is like, comment, share, subscribe. I have new videos over on The Odd Man Out, my news channel. So go over and check that out. I don't have one up today yet. I'll probably be doing something on the new Instagram policy. I've got to cancel my Instagram. So, you know, it is what it is. I'll probably cut in and edit in an insert to put in at the video at the beginning of this video to remind you guys. So I'll leave it there, guys. This is Better Batch. I'm Joker. Remember, we may talk a lot about fun things and silly things here, and we may have some fun and poking fun at, but there are real statistics that are problems for men. And we need to keep this in the back of the mind, our minds, that as we're going forth, we're talking about these crazy things, we're having fun with some of this content. Remember, there are underlying problems for men, and they're not being addressed by society, by the news, by medicine. It's just swept under the rug and ignored. And that we need to fix most of all.